Hi guys, welcome to the Fashionpreneur Talk with Itana Styling Podcast. How are you? How is your fashion business? If you don't know me, my name is Sandra. I am a fashion stylist and a fashion business consultant. And this podcast is about having genuine conversations about fashion entrepreneurship and getting your questions answered. So if you have any questions at all, email me at info@gitanastyling.com. Gitana is G-I-T-A-N-A styling.com, or I will leave a link below for you, okay? I also want to invite you to hang out with us inside our free Facebook group, the Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout. In there, we host events, we answer questions, we share resources, so you're always super invited. Now, if you need some organization and focus in your fashion business, I invite you to check out our Etsy shop with workbooks and planners for your fashion business. If you want support and guidance with these planners, I encourage you to join our online subscription, which is the Planner Club. Every month, you get a new planner and you get our support and community. And also, if you want more guidance, more support, I invite you to check out our online program, the Fashion Business Online Incubator. It's 10 weeks with me. We work on your brand, so you get to know your brand, build your brand, and market it successfully. So I'll leave links below to all of that stuff in case that you're interested. And let's get started with the podcast, okay? Hey guys, welcome to this podcast episode. In this one, we are going to talk about on-camera tips. So if you are an entrepreneur who wants to create more videos to connect with your audience, and you are a little nervous about how these videos come up, how you come up, how you look on camera, how you feel on camera, it drives you crazy, makes you nervous, whatever it is, right? I have some tips here for you to just, you know, feel better and look better and be more effective when you talk to your audience in videos. So let's get started, okay? My tip number one for you is lighting. So the best thing, right, when it comes to putting together your video is to have good lighting. I know that this is not possible all the time, but we have to strive, right, to do it as best as we can. So the first thing would be natural lighting. That's the one that I recommend the most, which is, you know, the light from the sun, right? So what you can do is record your video in front of a window. So you can be facing the window and you can have the camera facing you, and then that window is illuminating you and that looks beautiful on camera. Now, sometimes that's not possible, or maybe the schedule that you have doesn't allow that. So maybe you need artificial lighting, which is totally okay, which is, I recommend those ring lights that they sell nowadays. And sometimes maybe the space where you're at, you don't receive that natural lighting, or maybe you don't receive enough of it. So maybe you have to combine both the artificial lighting with the natural lighting. So this just takes a little bit of testing in the beginning, but once, you know, you just have to compare. You do it in front of the window and you see how it looks. Then you go to a room that has light and then you add the artificial light and then you compare what looks better to you. The thing here is to have, you know, the light, what it's gonna do is gonna show the colors as they really are, more vibrant, right? When you are in a dark space, it's not doesn't look as professional, and the colors don't look very good, or the image is kind of blurry. So just look out for those things. But to make things very simple, like I said, just, you know, either do it in front of a window or get some artificial lighting. And when it comes to artificial lighting, right, you can get those ring lights that they sell everywhere nowadays. You can use one, or maybe you can use two, one on each side, depending on how dark the room is, right? And, you know, usually they come with several settings, right? And I would recommend the one that is more white. Okay, you can, some lights are more yellow, some are more towards white, some are more towards blue. Again, just look at it in the camera, what looks best on you. But usually when it comes to doing these videos, white lighting is the best, okay? So that's my tip number one. Tip number two is wear something simple yet interesting. So a lot of people, you know, I always tell people, you know, try to wear just, you know, neutral colors or a color that makes you look good, but that it's not you know, super, that it doesn't grab people's attention in the wrong way. For example, some people, let's say you're wearing some neon yellow and people are looking at your video and all they can think of is neon yellow because it's so bright and it's so vibrant, and you know, people get lost on that and then they're not paying attention to your message. Or maybe you're wearing something like, here I'm filming with a green wall. If I was wearing a green shirt, I would get lost in the wall, right? Or sometimes people have a background that is very noisy, that it has a lot of things, so people are paying attention to what's behind the person and not paying attention again to the message that the person is saying. So I recommend wearing something simple, a color that makes you look good, that makes you feel good, and then just accessorize or make it interesting. Do your hair, do your makeup, right? But again, in a way that is simple so it looks professional, but it doesn't attract people's attention in a way that they're not paying attention to your message. So if you're wearing an accessory that is very bright or very noisy or very whatever, people are paying attention to that instead of what you're saying. So again, just wear something that looks nice, that looks professional, that you feel comfortable in, that you feel good in, that makes you look good, but that it's simple. Okay, so the main focus of the video is the information, is what you're saying and not how you're looking or what's happening around you. Okay, so that's my tip number two. My tip number three is to have notes. So a lot of people, some people like to have very extensive notes. Some people like to have very like short notes, like bullet points kind of thing. I like to have like bullet points. I like to, before I do the video, think about what I'm going to say and just write some notes and make sure that I cover certain points. And that's what I have in my notes, right? Which I have here next to me in my computer. And sometimes I look at it just to make sure that I don't forget something important. A lot of people are very good at just, you know, turning the camera on and just talking. And if that is you, awesome, amazing, go for it. But if you're watching this video because you need to make sure that the videos are flowing better, that you're getting the information across, that you feel better, that you're not as nervous, et cetera, right? I recommend having those notes there because it makes you feel more comfortable, and also you're investing this time and energy. You want to make sure that the video is effective, that you say what you need to say, that you remember to tell people, you know, where to go to a certain link, or if you're recommending you know, a certain class or a certain product, whatever it is, have that written in down in your notes so the video is effective. Now, again, it's up to you whether you want to do some short notes or some really extensive notes. Just remember, you know, it's like when you were in school and where you're at work and doing a presentation, no one wants to see someone, you know, either memorize something where they're just talking super fast and they're not making any sense, or the other extreme, which is having someone with a piece of paper just looking down all the time, making sure that they're saying everything. You want to be somewhere in the middle, somewhere where you're natural. You're just simply having a conversation with your audience, okay? So it's just, you know, you have this helpful information that you want to share with your audience because you want to help them, right? You want to for them to know you a little better, right? You want to, you know, develop a relationship with them. So it's just having a conversation. You don't have to put so much pressure on you. And those notes are going to help you feel more comfortable and make sure that you're, you know, covering all the important points in your video, okay? Then my fourth tip is to have structure. So have structure in everything that you're doing while doing the video. So have structure with your notes, for example. You can have like a template, right? You know what you're going to say in your introduction. You know what you're going to say in the middle. You know what you're going to say in your conclusion when you finish the video, right? Have structure in maybe having a checklist, right? Which we have one for you below if you want to check it out. About like, okay, I have to do the setup of the lights. I have to do, make sure that my mic is working. I have to make sure I have an outfit ready to go, like all those little things, because that's going to give you more energy and it's going to make the process go smoother, okay? So instead of just thinking from scratch every time you're going to do a recording session or you're going to, you know, go and record videos, right? You already have a list of everything that you need to do and everything already has a structure, and you just have to fill in the blanks and make it happen, Okay, so have a structure in everything, in your setup, in your content, in the things that you need to do after you finish the video. Make the process as simple as possible. And again, it doesn't have to be a long thing. It can be just something that covers the important stuff. Because here, the important thing is to get it done, not to be, you know, a Hollywood production, right? My last tip for you, because I know there's a lot of information within each of these tips, so I don't want to overwhelm you. I'm going to give you one more tip and an extra tip. Okay. My fifth tip for you is to plan your content in advance. Okay. So whether that is 1 week in advance or a month in advance, some people record all the content for the whole year in like a month. Just, you know, if you're taking the time that day to set up the lights and set up the mic and do this, right? Get your hair done or your makeup done and select these outfits to do this, right? And think about your content. Why don't you record, you know, 2 videos or 3 videos or 4 videos, right? If you provide your audience with 1 video a week, for example, if you do 4 videos in one day, then you have the whole content for the whole month, right? So you spend less time and you have, you know, peace of mind and you have content and you're going to have more energy to promote and distribute that content later. So I always recommend, right, planning this in advance. Maybe in the beginning, it's just going to be 1 week in advance, you planning what you're going to say, right, next week when you film. Or maybe you're going to be able to do 2 videos a week, right? And then you're covering at least, you know, 2 weeks in your content. So whatever it is, just think about it. Try to think about it in advance, even if it's the night before, right? But the more structure, again, you add to it, the more organized you are about it, the more energy you're going to have, the more peace of mind you're going to have, and the more effective you're going to be. So again, I always recommend, right? The ideal scenario could be really in one day, record at least 4 videos or 2 videos. And then that way you would cover 2 weeks of content or a whole month of content. So, you know, try to do it as much in advance as you can. Some people, again, like to do the whole year in like a month or two. I like to be more in the flow of things that are happening around me and be more spontaneous. So I like to do it at least a month in advance. Sometimes it's just 2 weeks in advance, right? But the best thing that works for me is the 1 month in advance. But, you know, whatever works for you, test it out, see what works. But it's going to make it easier and it's going to allow you to really stay consistent with the production of the videos and, you know, developing that relationship with your audience. And then just my last tip, which is just an extra thing, is practice, practice, practice. And I'm not talking about, you know, practicing a million times before hitting that record button. I'm talking about, which you can do, but it's going to take a lot of time and it's going to take a lot of your energy. And, you know, you can practice, but what I recommend and what I'm talking about when I say practice, practice, practice is practice is going to make you better just naturally. So if you commit to this, to your structure, to recording the videos and you do them, you know, I don't know, once a week, twice a month, 4 times a month, whatever it is for you, right? You are going to get better. You are going to get better, right? If you follow someone who gives tips on how to improve these videos, or you enroll in a class or in a community where you are constantly, you know, absorbing this information, seeing how other people are doing it, you know, learning about it and actually taking the time to hit the record button and doing it naturally, you are going to improve. So the practice comes from the action, okay? You can practice beforehand all you want, but really the practice comes with you actually doing it, showing up, you know, every week or every 2 days or every month, however you want to structure it, to do the videos, get it done, and put it out there. Okay. So again, and if you need some structure, we do have that checklist for you, which I will leave a link below for you. That's what I use all the time to record my videos. If you have any questions at all about this topic, please let me know. I'm here to support you. Join the Facebook group, ask questions there, or just send me a DM. I'm right here. So if you have any other tips for the audience, just share them below. If you have any questions about the tips that I shared today, please let me know. No, know I can do a part two of this video if you need more tips and it will be helpful for you. So thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for joining me here today. And I will see you guys in our next episode. Bye, guys.